Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shlomo ben Fegedina. He should have a refuah shleima v'soch she'ar chole Yisrael. This is going to be based on the holy sefer Be'er Yaakov, which is a commentary on the Rambam, written by Hagon Rav Chaim Yaakov Arieli. This is on page Yud Beis of the sefer. And it is germane to a sugyan meseches Pesachim. The Rambam writes in the fifth perek of Hilchot Talmud Torah in Halacha Vav, "Belo yasev adam el yoshev ki yoshev lefnei hamelech." A person should not recline in front of his rebbe; rather, he should sit before his rebbe as he would sit before a king. And that comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Kufches, Amid Aleph, Ben Eitzel Aviv Bo Yaseva, that a son sitting with his father at the Pesach Seder must do his seva. He must recline. Ibailu, frak the Gemara, a shayla, Talmud Eitzel Rabbo Imai. What about a Talmud by his Rebbe? Does he have to do a seva? Toshma, Dam Rabbaye ki Abinan Beimar, Zaginan Abir Cheda Hadodi. Abaye says that when we were at Master's house, we would lean on each other's knees. Kiasin and the Bay Rabbi Yosef, but when we go to the house of with the base of Medrash of Rabbi Yosef, Armelon Lotzer Chisu, you don't have to recline. I know that's what you used to do. He said to Abaye, but it's not necessary, because Meir Rabbel Kamir Shemayim, because your fear of your Rebbe should be like your fear of heaven, and Mimela,
since your fear of your Rebbe is like your fear of heaven, it emerges that you show him this fear by not reclining. In Hilchas Chometz Umatzah, in the seventh perek, in the eighth halacha, the Rambam writes, "Uben Eitzel Aviv veHashamish Bifnei Rabbo Tzrichim Haseba." A son with his father and a waiter with his master require haseva, aval Talmud b'fnei Rabbo eino mesev, but a Talmud in front of his Rebbe doesn't do haseva, elim kei nasin lo Rabbo rishus, unless his Rebbe gave him permission to do so. And that goes Maimonius, he writes in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, that since the argument between Rabba and Rav Yosef, and we know that in such an argument, the halacha is like Rabba, because when Abaye says ki avin and beimar, and we were at master's house, he's referring to his Rebbe Abaye, Rabba, and Rabba argues with Rav Yosef because Rav Yosef says that a seva is not necessary in front of a Rebbe, and Rabba says Rabba wanted his students to recline for the at the Pesach Seder. So since Rabba and Rav Yosef, the halacha is like Rabba. Sovir shagam rabba svirale shetalmidei tzal rabbo ein sarech hasei bela sharabba nosen lem rishus. So the Rambam has to paskin, says that goes my money was like rabba. So why then did he paskin that the student doesn't recline unless the rabbi gives him rishus? And the answer is because even though rabba's students reclined in front of him, it was not because he held that they had to recline, but because he held that they didn't have to recline, but he gave them rishus. And that's what the Rambam means when he says that the Talmud is only reclining if his Rebbe gives him rishus. So it comes out then that according to the way that Gosma Maimonides is learning the Rambam, there's a machlok between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi holds that a Talmud reclines in front of his Rebbe. Rav Yosef holds that a Talmud doesn't recline in front of his Rebbe. And the Rambam is learning that even according to Rabba, a Talmud doesn't recline in front of his Rebbe. And the only reason the Talmudim reclined in front of Rabba was because Rabba had given them Rishus. So in principle, one doesn't have to recline in front of his Rebbe. But if the Rebbe gives him Rishus, then the Talmud should recline. And that's why the Rambam paskin that a Talmud reclines when his Rebbe gives him Rishus. Otherwise, he's not allowed to recline. If that's the case, we have to understand Radar Freshtein Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is holding that if he's arguing with Rabbi, who holds that if the Rebbe gives the Talmidim Rishus, then the Talmidim can recline. Rabbi Yosef is obviously holding that the Rishus Rishus doesn't help. Nevertheless, Talmidim are not allowed to recline. Now, the reason that a son doesn't recline when he's with his father, the reason that a son does recline, excuse me, when he's with his father, and not a Talmud when he's with his Rebbe, the Meiri writes, because Stama de Milsa is that a father forgives his son for reclining, and a Rebbe isn't mochel his Talmud. We know that the father-son relationship is a lot more laid back than a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. A Talmud feels more yiras kavod for his Rebbe than he does for his father very often. So a father, mistam is mochel. You know, the kid sees his father in his shorts and his slippers. So the father is mochel on the kid's reclining, so the kid should recline in front of the father. But not a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. Bistam, he's not mochel unless he explicitly is mochel. If he's explicitly mochel, then it works, right? Because the whole difference between a Talmud and the Meiri, Talmud and a son, is that a son has mistam and mechila, and a Talmud doesn't have mistam mechila. But if the Talmud would get mechila, then the mechila should help. So again, we have to understand Rav Yosef. Why, according to Rav Yosef, does mechila not help? And if mechila doesn't help, then how can a son recline in front of his father? Because if the whole reclining of the son in front of his father is al mechila, that mistami is mochel, and Rabbi Yosef holds that mechila doesn't help, then a son is not allowed to recline in front of his father, yet the Gemara is explicit that a son does recline in front of his father. So that's what we're trying to understand now. We're trying to understand the shita of Rav Yosef. So just to review, we had the Gemara, we quoted the Sugya, that Abaye says that when we were at Master's house, we would recline. Rav Yosef told us we don't have to. The Rambam paskins that a Talmud is not allowed to recline unless his Rebbe gives him Rishus. The Golos Maimonides writes in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha that the Rambam's paskin like Rabbah against Rav Yosef. And that the Rambam is learning that Rabbah holds not that a Talmud has to recline in front of his Rebbe, but if the Rebbe gives the Talmud Rishus, then the Talmud is allowed to recline in front of the Rebbe. Then we try to understand Rav Yosef. So if it's talking about where the Rebbe gave the Talmud Rishus, so why is the Talmud not allowed to recline and listen to his Rebbe's Rishus and recline? The Meiri says that the difference between a son and a Talmud is that a son, Mistama, has Rishus to recline and is Mechila, and the Talmud doesn't. Mistama have mechila. Mashma, if the Talmud would have mechila, he'd be allowed to recline. Because that's the whole difference between the son and the Talmud. Who gets mechila, who has mechila, and who doesn't? So if the red Talmud has mechila, he'd be allowed to recline. So what we have to understand, Rav Yosef, who says that mechila doesn't help. If mechila doesn't help, then, well, we understand why the Talmud isn't reclining if his Rebbe gives him mechila, but then we can't understand why the son is allowed to recline. Because the son might have mechila, but it doesn't help according to Rav Yosef. And according to the Meiri, it's all based on mechila. Tosfos in Pesachim writes an interesting shaila. What would be the din if somebody is not only a father, but he's also a Rebbe? He's both. He's the child's father, and he's the child's Rebbe. It's happened. So Tosfos says he doesn't have to. The child doesn't have to recline. Why? Because he's no worse than any other Rebbe. Just like any other Rebbe, he wouldn't recline. So to his own father, his Rebbe doesn't have to recline. However, Tosfos continues and says that it's not so pashut that it would have to recline in front of his father, who's also his Rebbe. Why? Because miu stam av melamed livno Torah. Stam father teaches his son Torah. It says in the Gemara that a son is more afraid of his father because his father teaches him Torah. And nevertheless, vafilu hachi ka'amar bifnei aviv tzarech haseva. And nevertheless says that he has to recline in front of his father despite the fact that his father teaches him Torah. So, if it's his father and his Rebbe, so apparently he would have to recline because every father teaches his son Torah. It's just like he's reclining in front of his Stama father, who teaches his son Torah, if the father is this child's special rabbi, he'd also have to recline. So it's mashma then from Tosfos that the son, if he's the rabbi, the maskanas haTosfos, that if he's the a son and a Talmud, he would have to recline. Now, if that a son with his father requires his seva is because mistam he's mochel, so even if he's his rabbi, he'll also be mochel, and he's not similar to another rabbi, a different rabbi. Tosfos originally said that why should a father rabbi be any different than any other rabbi? Just like any other rabbi doesn't recline, so too father rabbi he doesn't recline. But now we're asking, but wait a second. If the whole reason that a son reclines in front of his father is because mistama there's mechila, so that same mechila would apply also if he's both his father and his rabbi. Because Tosfos asked, they said, "Delogara me rabbi acher." Why should he be any less than any other rabbi? The answer is very simple: because any other rabbi, there's no mechila, and a father, there is mechila. A father who's a rabbi, there is mechila. So that's if you're learning that the whole issue of a ben etzel aviv is alts mechila. So now we're going to go on the following path. We can explain as follows. We see here in the Rambam that the yisod of the isser of a seva bifnei harav is because one has to sit in front of his rebbe as he sits in front of a king, like we read from Hilchos Talmud Torah in the fifth perek in the sixth halacha, v'lo yesev ela yoshev ki yoshev lifnei hamelech. That one is supposed to sit in front of his Rebbe like a king. And that's Midin Mora. Like it says, Vishtei Dolten in Psuchim, Moira Rabuch Kemoira Shamayim. That your fear of your Rebbe should be like your fear of heaven. And therefore the Rambam writes this halacha of how to sit in front of your Rebbe amongst all the other Dine Mora. And that's only a Talmud in front of a Rebbe. Because that's the Mora that a Talmud has for a Rebbe. But a son in front of his father isn't commanded at all to sit in front of his father like one would sit in front of a king. Despite the fact that he has to have mora, but that's not the type of mora that he has. You have one type of mora for your father, and another type of mora for your rebbe. Your mora for your rebbe is to sit before him like you sit in front of a king, and therefore you're not allowed to do a seva. So as we're explaining the Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, lefi the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says you sit in front of your rebbe like you sit in front of a king. That's mora. So that same mora is going to apply on Lil HaSeder when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe. You're not going to be doing Haseva unless your Rebbe gives you special permission because you have a Chi of Mora. But in front of your father, you also have a Chi of Mora, but not the same type of Mora. You don't have to sit in front of your father like you sit in front of a king. And therefore, in Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam talks about Dinei Kibud Av and Mora, he doesn't mention this at all, sitting in front of your father like you sit in front of a king. And that's what the Rambam writes. That's what the Rashbam writes in Maseches Pesachim and his Perush in the Gemara, that Ben Eitzel Aviv, you know why he requires his Seva? The lo have a kofuf kolkach. He's not so kofuf to his father. He's not so subordinate to his father. There's not such a big din yira to his father. It's not al tzmechila. He wasn't commanded in the first place. He's not so kofuf to his father. It's not that his father was mochelim. And therefore, Tosfos writes that if he's his father and his Rebbe, he doesn't have to do a seva. Because since he's his Rebbe, he has to sit before him like a king. However, a Stam father is also a Rebbe. He's also teaching his son Torah. And nevertheless, you have to do a Seva in front of your father. So what's Pshat then in Tosfos? Pshat is here, it's Alts Mechila. Like the Meiri writes. So when we're talking about the Rambam talks about in front of your father, that you do a Seva in front of your father. You're doing a Seva in front of your father because there's no din to sit before your father with such grace and moira. You don't have to have such great fear when you're sitting in front of your father. So it's not Alts Mechila. There's no Chiyuv in the first place. When you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, so that's not like the Meiri. But when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, there's a much greater level of fear. And therefore you're not allowed to do a Seva. If it's your father and your Rebbe, there you're going to do a Seva. Why? Because Mistami, he's Mocho. Because if he's your Rebbe, so then there's no Mechila. If it's your father, we don't need to come on to Mechila. But if he's your Rebbe and your father, so since he's also your father, he's going to be Mocho, and that's like the Meiri. That Mistami is Mocho. So we have the Rashbam who says that by your father, you're not so kafuf, means there's no din of Mora, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, we'll say according to the Rambam and according to the Rashbam, that you're not so kafuf to your father, and therefore there's no din of Mora. And then the reason that you're not allowed to sit in front of your Rebbe, you're not allowed to do a seva in front of your Rebbe, is because there is a tremendous amount of Mora, unless according to the Rambam the Rebbe gives you Rishus. And according to the Meiri, they're both Alts Mechila. Both father and Rebbe. Father Mistama is Mochel, and Rebbe Mistama isn't Mochel. But we said that in the Rambam and the Rashbam, not like that. That by father, you don't have to come on to Mechila. Pasha, you're not chayav to sit before your father like you sit before a king. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Flamed Beis, Amr Aleph, that Rav Yosef says that a father who's mochel on his kavod is mochel. As it says, Vashem holech lefneim yomam, God was mochel on his kavod for Klal Yisrael. So Rebbe is mochel on his kavod is mochel. He can forgive his kavod. Rabbi said, hold on, hachi hashta. There, the Ganze Welt belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ganze Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can be Mochel on his Kavod. But here, does the Torah belong to the Talmud Chacham, to the Rav, that he can be Mochel on his Kavod? And then Rav went back and he said, yeah, indeed he can. Torah, Dileihu. The Torah does belong to the Rebbe. As it says, it's his Torah that he's tolling day and night. Mordechai writes in Perek HaNezakin and Gittin that a Kohen can be Mochel on his Kavod because the Kohen is his. So you see the reason of Rava of Torah delay is that the Torah belongs to him and therefore he can be Mochel on his Kavod. And therefore the same thing would apply to Kahuna. That the Kahuna is his, and he can be Mochel on the covet of the Kohen. And it's not from the Pasuk of Holech Lefneim Yomam. Which isn't Shaykh at all to Kahuna. Maybe it's a Rav, it's a Shem, who taught us the Torah, but not no dinam of Kahuna there. So Rav is holding it's not Alts the Pasuk of Holech Lefneim Yomam, it's because Torah is delay, because the Torah belongs to the Rebbe. Rav Yosef holds that it is learned from the Pasuk of Hashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. And Rav asked But the Torah doesn't belong to the Rebbe, that he could be mochelet, so Rav Yosef will answer just like Rav himself answered, that yeah, the Torah does belong to him. So if it's not a problem of him being mochel, it's not going to be an impediment. However, what's the source that a Rav could be mochel on his kavod? The fact that it says in the Pasuk, Vashem alech lefneim yomam, that Hashem was mochel on his kavod to lead the Jewish people. So we can say then that Rav Yosef is l'shitasa, that you learn from the Pasuk, and it's Xeris HaKosuv, that a Rav could be mochel on his kavod. And if that's so, that's only kavod arav, that's not moira arav. Because the Pasuk is only talking about kavod, it's not talking about moira. And not only that, with kavod, it's shaykh to have mechila. Mora, it's not shaykh to have mechila, because the mora, the fear, isn't his. And that's what Rav Yosef said. Lo tzichusa, you don't have to recline. Mora rabach kamora shemayim. Since it's midin mora, it's not shaykh to have mechila al zeh. That belongs to Hashem. But we paskin like Rava, that you could be mochel on your kavod, because the Torah belongs, the Rebbe's mochel on his kavod, because the Torah belongs to him. And if so, just like you could be mochel on your kavod haTorah, because the Torah belongs to you, so too when somebody is fearing the Chacham because of his Torah, he can be mochel on that as well, because the Torah is his. So now we understand the Shita of Rav Yosef. Why doesn't Mechila help? And the answer is because you can only, we only, Rav Yosef and Kedushin only learns from the Pasuk that a Rav could be Mochel on his kavod, but not on his Mora. That belongs to Hashem. So a Rebbe can't be Mochel on that. So we had originally asked why Rav Yosef doesn't, Rav Meir, he talks about Mechila. And we saw, even according to the Rambam and the Rashba, that by a Rebbe, one is not allowed to recline, but if the Rebbe gives him Mechila, then he can recline. And why does Rav Yosef not hold of the Mechila for it? The answer is, because in Kedushin, he only learns that a Rav could be Mochel on his Kavod and not in his Mora. However, according to this, it would emerge that if he's his father and his Rebbe, then he wouldn't recline. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, the fact that he's his Rebbe means that he can't be mochel, he can be mochel, and the father can be mochel, but not a Rebbe. So that would be a chiddush in Rabbi Yosef. So on Tosfos concluded that father and Rebbe, one would recline. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it would seem to emerge that a father and a Rebbe, one wouldn't recline, because else being Rebbe, he can't be mochel on his mora. So these are just some thoughts on this very interesting sugya, Maseches Pesachim, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and we should all be zocheh l'lumod u'lamed lishmor v'lasos u'lekayim es kol divrei salmud Torah sabi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.